The face-off between Justin and him looked really good. I mean, he very calm, very relaxed.
The key about everything, right? Relaxation. Like father always say, relax, relax, relax. Those three words. You still have to make a t-shirt in his honor. It'd be a big honor, I think, for him. That relax, relax, relax.
Yeah. You beginner.
Yeah, I was a beginner. Yeah. You know how to fight. You know when to fight. So we're going to use that. And then when he gives us what we need, we're going to take it. And that's it.
I do that with all my fighters. I pick pinpoints of what I'm going to say about the relaxation, how the opponent is and what they're all about. And you talk good about the opponent because you don't want to talk bad about the opponent.
You guys are tracking to be one of the biggest fight ever, you know? And you didn't need to talk trash, none of you guys.
If you don't respect your opponent, then how are you going to be able to beat someone that's as great as Justin?
I just started playing Don't Starve. It's like a 2D survival game.
Stumble upon the fat man himself, the Pig King.
It's fun. It's keeping me occupied.
And start destroying their lovely homes like the monster you are.
Today is the day the cut starts, so I'm just cruising. I'm just playing some video games. I'm just chilling. I use it as a distraction, as an escape, as enjoyment, as social, because I play with a lot of my friends. It's a big part of who I am.
You will certainly have to corral some wanderers back.
The weight's on point. I can't wait tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to the weigh-in tomorrow. Looking forward to getting some good food.
As always, just take his house for your own.
Everyone's going to go out there. We're going to do our best. We're going to get to work. This is our job.
Wherever you find them, just always keep smashing to your heart's content.
Feeling good. Feeling like I'm cutting weight. Twenty-two hours before weighing.
It's a Thursday. It's the last day of training and the weight cut. So this is the morning training. We're gonna finish this one. Do one at night and the last one, 5-6 in the morning before the weigh-ins. We're here, everybody here, all the guys here, you know. We move like a team, you know, to give some positive energy, and we're always like this. It's not just a team, it's a family. Family that support each other, that giving each other good family and motivation.
This is Habib Day. As you can tell, worldwide, they're closing the malls.
It's national.
National? No, it's world. What are you talking national? This is world. World. The world's closing down.
You've been in the Middle East before.
Yeah, I went to Iraq.
The Army?
Yeah.
So when you went to Iraq, you went to fix stuff?
It was air traffic control equipment repair.
Oh.
So it was cool.
Thankfully, I didn't have any kids at that time, so it was just
me and Kat. And Kat was back at home working and doing her thing.
I have to say, the weight's not going to cut itself.
I love having multiple teammates in the card because at the MMA lab, we're all about the team. Like we're all about caring about each other, helping each other live each other's dreams.
Cover three.
Casey Canning's 135 pounds, but he's helping Jared Cannonier live his dreams in the practice room. He gives him good looks, he gives him good work, and Jared helps Casey Canning. The more people that can come from the gym, it brings that same vibe to fight week.
Amount of time, Jared? 15.
We count the record for it. We're like almost 70% winning percentage of when we have more than one guy on the card at a time. With my guys, I don't mind bragging. I don't mind saying, oh yeah, Jared's gonna knock the guy out. I think Jared gets a knockout.
I think we should start a new thing. I don't know how the guy takes his shoe and drinks a beer out of it. Dude, we could have like koozies and just drink real beer out of it. Let's start an Onyx Club.
Can you start it today, Ken?
You can start it today.
No. I don't think he can cut no more, dude. He's hurting, dude.
You don't want to jab at me. I'm a heavyweight now. You don't want to jab at me. That's Luke Jitsu, dog.
Luke Jitsu.
Oh my god, watch the freaking thing.
Don't do it again.
Is it getting tired yet?
That's a noise we've never heard.
Mother Russia. It's coming. That's what it's gonna feel like. Bear with me.
My senior year, junior year, nationals in 3 days. On the third day, I was, you know, a little bit over, and all I had is my underwear were really wet. And he's like, "Gotta put mine on." And I was like, "What?" He was in a suit.
I had a free ball of a suit all day.
Oh, I bet it felt so good though.
But yeah, you were 2/10 over with your underwear on. You have to weigh in with underwear on. Yeah. So it was like, that was our only option. And then he asked if I wanted them back.
To me, mindset's everything in this fight. And our last two cuts have been spectacular. So I'm really excited to see how this really helps him in the fight. Again, it's mentality. Some people come to the fight and they look for things to bitch about. One thing about Justin is he's a true professional, and when you know you have an opportunity like this, all you can do is be grateful and know that you trained, and that's just confidence in what he's doing and what he's been doing.
One, and take a break.
And weight cuts break anybody. And when it comes down to the mental part of fighting, there's no one as mentally tough as him.